Already out here at Hooters, we're inviting you to come out and join the car show if you bring your whip out here. Mike was just saying, we started the show and I was like, man, look at the parking lot today. Isn't that all these nice cars out here?
Right.
The guys just keep rolling up. And again, we're having fun with it, but if you got something you want to show off, you're more than welcome to roll in here.
My man just rolled in a beautiful Z06. He's already got the deposit down on the ZR1. General Motors dropped that last night online.
Did they really?
So you're going to see it now. You got the waiting list and my wife is probably listening, so let's see.
What's the difference?
About 800 horsepower
Oh, wow.
And twin turbos, and yeah,
no
one will catch you in that thing.
Okay.
I mean, other than law enforcement, of course, I abide by the rules and don't speed. But it's a beautiful ride. They did make the drop last night on TV.
I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. We have been up at camp today. We made our way over here to Hooters. We will recap to you and with you about what's happened today. I think, you know, we were scared a little bit. Drink London and finish practice. We're like, what's going on? Overheated. He's fine.
He walked by us looking like he was miserable. Not that he saw us, he was miserable. He just was miserable on the field. Then he walked by us.
We didn't make him miserable.
Right.
But he overheated, and he's going to be fine. Practice will continue tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And Mike, once again, give the details, because I think Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson will be out there doing a show while they're out there tomorrow practicing.
It's the high school is – Second-year high school, by the way, up here in this neck of the woods, up by Buford. Second-year, and it's basically first come, first serve. There's no tickets for that one. There are tickets, though, which you can go online. It goes to Embry Healthcare to help children, and that is going to be for next Friday. Carl and I will be on the field in those suites, field side at Mercedes-Benz, and that's open to the public. That would, you know what, we talked about like 93K day for Georgia. That would look pretty cool around the NFL if we had like a full house for practice.
It would be.
You know,
it would be
signaling the vibe and all. You know, kind of. I'm not saying we're gonna
the excitement level.
Yeah, but I mean, I think we'll get 40,000-50,000 people in there because it's the only chance to see these guys.
I agree. Everybody that normally comes up here hasn't had that opportunity, so you're right.
Like, and one sidebar before we get to the dogs, you and I were talking about this earlier. Today was the first day I got a chance to stick my head in the weight room. Holy moly!
It's beautiful.
Now, I know a lot of folks feel like, well, you figure the NFL team that you root for is probably got a state-of-the-art facility. It really wasn't. If we're honest, the Falcons, it needed upgrades. I mean, Florida State had a better weight room than the Falcons did, and now this thing is just insane. The whole facility, that's part of the reason why you can't get people to watch practice this year with all the movement, all the construction. But, man, that weight room is like an airport hangar. It's amazing.
We have not seen the locker room yet. But Coach said yesterday, wait until you guys see it, because he said he just wanted guys to react naturally, and guys are blown away.
Right.
And again, these are guys coming from top programs around the country. Their college locker rooms were better than what the Falcons locker room was in previous years. But all new facilities, all new stuff up there, Flyer Branch. And, Mike, the deal is they've got all the resources. No reason why we shouldn't be winning. Right. One of the news note, guys, before we talk some dogs, and that is Tua Tagovailoa gets his deal. 4 years, $212 million extension with the Miami Dolphins. So he is in that mix of highest-paid quarterbacks now, with Jared Goff making $53 million, Justin Herbert, 52.5, Lamar at 52, two-time MVP, and Jalen Hurts at 51. Mike continues to say it, and he's right, and this is why the Dak thing is so interesting. Now, Dak's 30, 31, age-wise, but they have the same decision. They could do this easily for Dak if they wanted to, Mike, and they're choosing not to. Dolphins are like, look, we feel like we're in our window. We just paid both wide receivers. We got one of the best run games in the league. We're going after this thing. And Tua, you said it. Next 4 years, he better be in a Super Bowl.
And I know we kind of touched on this earlier in the week. We will get to an 18-week NFL season. I think at some point, Chris and I were talking about this. You and I mentioned it too. You're going to have to go to some kind of exemption for your highest paid player, because the quarterbacks, the wide receivers. Now, in some teams, if you've got salary control, maybe it is your wide receiver. But how are you going to be able, even with the expanding salary cap and these billions of dollars in TV contracts, it just sounds like they're going to have to call it, you know, the bird exemption for quarterbacks or something like that, along those lines.
All right. There is stuff going on with Georgia football today, and it has nothing to do with on the field. Let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Ra Thomas.
You big dummy.
Arrested early Friday morning on one felony charge of cruelty to a child and two misdemeanor charges of battery. This is according to Athens Clark County Jail website. Again, more details to come, but all day long we've been waiting for a decision from Kirby or the athletic department to say, we're done. We're moving on. There's been no word. So, Mike, here's the kicker for this situation, and everything is always subject to each individual account. Ra-Ra Thomas, this is his second arrest since joining the Bulldogs after the 2022 season.
Problems with his baby's mama the first time, about a year ago.
Violence, domestic violence incident in the dorm room. We talked about it at the time, and we were like, we don't know, weren't there. We'll wait to see what happens. Well,
they were able to squash that one, right?
They were. And basically, I thought the kid was moving forward. Now, we don't know what happened here, but, Mike, you always talk about the optics. Where's the program been the last 6 months?
Right.
It's been front and center with reckless driving, speeding, racing, and now here Ra-Ra Thomas is being arrested for the second time. I am saying right now, especially coming off of SEC Media Days, where Kirby Smart went in front of the media and said, look, collective is taking care of this. They're fining guys because they're taking away from their NIL.
That's that responsibility from the coach, if we're honest.
And well, this is what he said. We went at it about this. And he said, look, they are handling this and taking money from these kids, and I think that's the best way at this point to get their attention because they come here and they're expecting to get things, and then we take that away.
Right.
With that said, I do not think that's the proper punishment for this situation.
Well, here's another wrinkle to the Ra-Ra Thomas situation. We already talked about the two. The first one case was adjudicated. This is new charges about alleged domestic violence, a child perhaps involved, according to the police reports. From Mark Weiser in the Athens Banner-Herald, apparently Ra-Ra Thomas was ticketed three times for speeding this offseason, including one on July 11th. One of the speeding citations came for driving a 73 in a 40. What makes it more awful for Georgia fans and the optics, it occurred on Barnett-Shoals Road. If you don't know, remember Barnett-Shoals Road is, he's basically half a mile from where Chandler LaCroix and Devin Willick were killed in the car accident. So he's basically half a mile where a teammate got killed. You've been taught and been told time after time by Kirby and the coaching staff and the collective. So I'm sorry. You got to go. You know, you've had your opportunity and you've blown it. So, I mean, I just wish Kirby in this case would not wait for the weekend and then slow news dump and then eventually maybe move on. Just kick the kid off the team and set a friggin' example. It is what it is. I know he's expected to be a star wide receiver this year, but I'm sorry. You know, we make mistakes. Well, there are penalties and there's consequence for actions. Believe me, I know it, you know it, and this kid apparently doesn't know it.
Well, you've been waiting for somewhat of significance to be an example. Here you go. This isn't the third or fourth string corner who you don't know who the hell he is, and mm-hmm. He might play a game.
Right.
This is a guy that started 11 games, played 11 games last year. He didn't play the last three because he had a foot injury. He's coming back as one of the premier targets for Carson Beck, who, by the way, is going to be a Heisman candidate.
Right.
You want to make an example, Mike, and say, hey, this again, these things will not be tolerated. This is the time to do it. But I don't know if Kirby's going to do it. And somebody said to me earlier this morning, I was talking about this on social media, and they said, oh, they'll just take some money from him and they'll keep it moving. Mm. If you do that, what is the message you're sending? That's how we handle things now at Georgia. You can do these things. You can be arrested multiple times. And guess what? We're just going to take some of your NIL and we'll throw you back out on the field.
I mean, just the idea that you get caught for speeding. I mean, again, that's a super speeder, you know, half a mile from the accident site where you lost a teammate. You know, look, we love Georgia, and I think Kirby has got Georgia where it needs to be. The only area he's failing right now is this discipline for off-the-field stuff. You sound like Barry Switzer at Oklahoma in the 80s. You know? Hell, boys will be boys. I mean, come on. Just show some leadership. Now the coach doesn't dole out discipline? They take the money away from the – that's not leadership, Kirby. That's not being elite, if I'm honest. And look, I'm not a – like, you know me, my record for speed, I'm not going to get holier than now. I'm just saying this kid's a knucklehead. He's got to go.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. This has nothing to do with how many games they're going to win, whether they're going to beat Texas and Austin this year, or do they beat Alabama. Mm. What message are you sending to your fan base and your program when these situations have happened continuously now, especially over the last year and a half? And I just think you got to say, all right, I'm putting my foot down. Forget the NIL.
Right.
You are playing here, and we expect certain things from you, and we're not getting it.
29 speeding-related incidents off the field since the death of LaCroix and Willick.
It's not a problem?
Well, the message is not getting through. That's for darn sure.
All right, man. We got plenty more to get to. You're going to hear what Jake Matthews had to say about Falcons training camp. Longest tenured offensive lineman. And, guys, you know, again, I say this every year. Jake's been here a long time now, and he's been putting it down. Hear what he had to say with the morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A great time.
Yeah, look who just rolled in.
Amongst our friends. Who's here?
Hey, guys, let's have a nice hearty round of booze for the number one Alabama fan at Gwinnett. It's Jerome.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. Jerome, he's, by the way, Jerome is part of a story coming up in about 20 minutes in Guy Talk that will blow your mind from the shenanigans last night.
I can't wait to hear it, Jerome. I can't wait to hear it. We are at Hooters, guys.
Mall of Georgia, baby.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up, we got some Guy Talk to Mike's Point. 5 o'clock, we'll recap some things that happened today at practice. And also, you're going to hear from Braylon Trice, guys. He was our third pick. It was Penix, right? It was Rook. And then Trice, edge rush. And we were talking at that time, like, when are we going to draft some edge rush? Well, he's a guy that we're expecting big things
he's
from.
He's an impressive dude, man. I think you guys will be impressed when you hear the conversation.
I do, too. He was fun to talk to today. So we'll get you caught up on all of that. Grant will stop by to talk about the Braves, which Mike and I had a deep discussion earlier. I don't know what the hell Jared Kelnick was doing last night. I don't know what he was
doing. I mean, when things are really going bad and you start forcing the issue and you're doing stuff the manager doesn't even know you're doing,
I don't know what that was, quite honestly.
Come on, Snit.
Snit, that's a sign that we have lost our way. And, again, teams are making moves. The Phillies made a trade today. The other teams are starting to step up. Trade deadline is just a few days away now.
All right, Mike. We got to hear from Jake Matthews. Again, we've been trying to bring you different players on different shows. Jake happened to stop by the morning shift and had a lot of things to say.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I can't remember. I can't forget. It was 10 years ago he showed up wearing those Cayman boots after we drafted him, of course, his legendary father. And, again, one of the greatest to ever dress out in Bruce Matthews from Texas A&M. That's what the guys on the morning shift asked him. It's been 10 years. Can't get any easier now?
I don't think you can ever call the game easy. I don't know. You're maybe a little more comfortable and confident, kind of knowing defenses and schemes. But, man, it's training camp. You got to come out here and work. So, first day went well.
Yeah, I was kind of watching your workload out there, and I was like, get this man out of there. You know what I'm saying? Take some reps off this guy's knees. But, yeah, man, you look good 10 years in. I love seeing it.
Yeah, Jake, I know you guys are all working on stuff, trying to figure out new offenses and everything. And I'm sure you're working on a few things here and there personally. What are you trying to work on this camp for you personally?
I think one of the biggest compliments you can get as an O-lineman is just a guy who's consistent. And obviously that starts with being able to play and show up, and then a guy that, hey, we don't have to worry about anything we call. He's going to take care of it. So, you know, there's always something. You never completely arrive to the point where you've got it figured out. You know, there's a first step. There's a hand placement. There's a bunch of little things on the list that you're trying to chisel away at. So you definitely, you get your hands full all season.
Now, real quick, in that essence with Kirk Cousins, is the cadence that different to kind of learn with him? Or
yeah. Yeah, every quarterback's different. There's definitely a getting accustomed to period. But, man, no, I love the way Kirk does it. OTAs was really, really good for us. That's one of the things I kind of mentioned in our room, was that I felt like we were much more ahead on the cadence and being able to take advantage of that. So I think we're in a good place with that. I don't think we had too many false starts today. Not that I remember. There were two. I didn't see them. So we got some work to do.
You know, well, dang it, come on, man.
They weren't yours.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
All right, so obviously in the media, we're big on buzzwords. You got vibe, you got ethos. What do you think has been the biggest difference so far with Raheem Morris? I mean, it just seems like there's an upbeat attitude out here. Not that it wasn't before, but it seems like everybody, obviously day one's a little bit easier going, but everybody seems to be kind of on the same page bouncing around.
Yeah, Raheem's definitely bringing that kind of energy where it's, hey, we're going to have fun, we're going to work hard, and, you know, our goal is to win. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, it's a different way, but I love the approach. I love the way guys' attitude are and everything, and it's fun being in the building. Yeah.
What's your impression of Zach Robinson so far? Because going back for me, I actually played in the Senior Bowl with Zach Robinson, so he's not that much older than you, but obviously has come a long way in a short amount of time in the NFL. What's it been like with him so far?
He's been awesome. He actually, his recruiting visit to Oklahoma State, my older brother was with him on that, along with my dad, so that was pretty fun here. And my dad actually mentioned it to me before I talked to him, so yeah, I think he's 4 or 5 years older than me, so not too different. But I know, but no, he's been awesome. I've really enjoyed working with him. Love his attitude and demeanor, and you know, I think he's going to do really good things for us. So following his lead.
You guys are breaking in a new coach, new offensive coordinator. You just talked about Zach Robinson, new quarterback. There's a lot of new, but one thing that's not new, and it's really kind of a rarity for you in your term here, is that you got all five guys coming back on the offensive line. How important is that, and what does that mean for you guys moving forward?
Yeah, you know, personally, I've had a few guys play guard next to me the last few years, and, man, I couldn't be happier with Bergeron, man. His rookie year just did a great job. fits in great in the room, works hard, wants to do things the right way. So that's been really good, being back with him. And the rest of the guys, obviously, I've been with for a while. And, you know, I think their record speaks for themselves. Just, we got a solid room. Doesn't mean anything's given to us. We got to get back to work and earn it again and prove it again this year. But I think we're in a good place.
Finishing up here with Falcons left tackle Jake Matthews. And Jake, not only the starting five come back, but you also got D-Led back as the offensive line coach. And I think that's important from a standpoint of he can kind of communicate with Zach Robinson and everybody else what you guys do well, maybe what you don't. And just talk about that continuity that he brings to that offensive line room.
Yeah, he's definitely the glue that keeps our room together, man. Just an awesome coach, someone all the guys respect. Man, he's the same every day. Same energy, consistency, and that's awesome to be a part. And he's got our back, which has been really good. So really excited when we found out he was coming back and done really good stuff with him. So we definitely aren't satisfied.
I know it's just really just day one for you guys, and it was not a lot going on out there, but is there a young guy so far that you've kind of seen in what they're doing out there that kind of jumps out on the other side of the ball?
Oh, man. After the first day, he might have to come back to me on that one. But, no, man, I think we had a really solid draft class. You talking mainly rookies, you asked? Yeah, I've gone against Trice a few times. He's definitely got some ability. So besides that, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've... But yeah, I, from what I've seen so far, you know, you're definitely talented guys out there.
All right, real quick, I know you got the Guardian cap on. I know it's something that now you guys can wear in games, it seems like. Would you ever consider wearing one of those in a game?
No.
All right, Jake, last thing. Look, this is one of the things we've been kind of asking everybody, having fun with. What's the one thing you have to pack when you come to training camp? Other than clothes, obviously. I mean, some guys bring the PS5. I know that when I was playing, it was the Keurig and all those other things. What other than your clothes has to be in the suitcase when you come into Flower Brand?
Jeez. I do notice that a lot of guys bring video games. I haven't played a video game since middle school. So I'm back. I was playing like N64 and GameCube. But man, I bring a foam roller every year. I'm sitting with the guys in front of the TV just rolling out, man, trying to keep it loose.
Hey, there you have it. Jake Matthews, secret to longevity, the foam roller, man. Hey, good luck this season, man. Glad to see you healthy, and hope we have a lot of success this year.
Appreciate it, man. Good seeing you.
Yeah, man, good dude, and a guy who's been a benchmark here in Atlanta. And that's what you do when you draft a guy in the top 10. You want this guy to be there for 10 years. That's basically what you hope to hit on, right?
It's true.
And he's been that guy. It is kind of funny sometimes because McGarry is always kind of running his mouth and stuff. I mean that in a good way. And it's funny, Jake just kind of looks at him and just, will you just shut up or he'll roll his eyes? It's kind of funny, the ball busting you see and hear about in practice between those two guys.
I don't think Jake gets enough credit. I mean, I get it. Has he been first-team All-Pro 6, 7, 8 years in a row? No. But he's just consistent, man, and he shows up and he doesn't miss games, and you don't ever have to worry about whether he's going to miss assignments. All these guys, eventually, somebody's going to beat you. It's just the NFL. But every Sunday, Mike, that's like my least worry, and I think that's why he's been around as long as he has. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters. Again, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up, 5 o'clock, we'll rehash some of the things we saw today. I was just talking to two of our favorite Falcon fans. They are hardcore. They travel. When we went to Charlotte, they were there. They've been on the road various years, going to different places with the Falcons. And we were just talking, and he asked, he said, hey, I got to ask you, because they've been to camp every year. And he said, could we have come to camp this year? And I said, no, that the facilities, they are really, truly being redone. Yeah. It's incredible.
Where the parking lot was next to the hill, for those folks who have been up there, that is now the weight center. I mean, there's just a lot of real estate has been maximized. So, unfortunately, now next year, yes, and the players have talked about it, you know, creating their own juice. Kyle Pitts was asked about that in the presser today. But, yeah, the folks, you know, it's the players love to show off for the fans.
They
get
do.
The energy and the juice of it. One other thing that was kind of funny, they were asking Pitts, he's rooming this year with the quarterbacks, and he was talking about, you know, have you played – somebody asked him about, have you played the new EA Sports, the college game, which everyone's going bananas, the 2025 NCAA. And apparently Taylor Heineke got his hands on it. And Kyle, remember we had our audience was saying how hard it is for guys our age to play this game? Well, Kyle Pitts said he was having a hard time figuring out how to play the game. So apparently we're not the only ones out there as far as the level of complication with the controllers and the joystick and what you got to do to make things happen.
The combination of buttons, etc. It was kind of funny to hear him say it, but he said, yeah, the guy that's playing a lot is Taylor Heineke. That's what he's rooming with the quarterbacks, and he was right. Like, yeah, Taylor's actually been playing a lot. So it was kind of funny to hear him say that. Speaking of Pitts, he did speak to the media today. You know, as much as we want to hear Kyle Pitts and some bravado, like, I'm going to be unstoppable this year, I'm completely healthy, he's keeping things right here. He was asked about his goals today, Mike,
right.
And he was like, look, I'm trying to figure out, like, day-to-day where I need to be. Do I have goals? Yes. But I'm not ready to express that stuff Because, again, when you start putting stuff out there like that, yeah, I'm going to be 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns.
No, you're not going to box yourself into a corner.
Can't do it, man.
No, and the other thing is, you know, he's not going to go there and say, hey, man, Matt Ryan was here at 1,000 yards. I was, you know, Pro Bowler. Last 2 years, I had a bunch of bums throwing me the rock. And then I got hurt.
Bum.
Because I got hurt trying to catch a pass from a bum.
Bum. You know,
so he's not going to say, look, it is what it is. You get drafted fourth overall. There's a level of expectation. But as we said to start the show, I don't think there's any Falcon fan. A lot of guys responded to what I put up on Twitter today. It's put him up. See, Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. He's such a rootable guy. The conversation with Andy Randy. He's got a little man to come home to now. He's a father. He's only 23. Still the youngest guy in the tight end room. But he's such a likable dude. I hope this year with Zach Robinson's offense. Also, we found out that Zach is actually listed to what the players do best. You know, a little collaboration.
Yeah.
Unlike last year, it was kind of like my way or the highway with Arthur. But, dude, 1,000 yards, give me some touchdowns. Be the touchdown machine we all thought you were going to be in the red zone.
Most important piece to the offense for me as the season gets underway is Kyle Pitts. Hey, Chris Martin. Not that Chris Martin. That would be Coldplay. He says, let's see some of these pictures of some of these whips. Listen, I'm not taking pictures of these men's
cars. I'm not running
cars
outside in 90-degree heat to take pictures of cars. Get your
Chris,
butt up here.
Just trust us. There are plenty of whips in this parking lot.
And again, I don't know who's – they won't be putting their license plates out
correct
there on social media.
Yeah,
but,
I don't
blur that stuff out. I don't know how to cut and paste.
But you have to believe us. All right, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, the Olympic opening ceremonies are underway in Gay Paris. And there's lots of cool stuff that's going on. Some things which got folks going, wow, that's really neat. And other things going, wow, did they really just do that? Also coming up, you're not going to believe what happened to me last night here on the streets of Buford. You're not going to believe what was said to me. I've never in my entire life had a woman say to me what was said to me last night.
Oh, snap!
Coming up next.